that brings us to underwater cities. And again, I think, like, you know, it just this, if nothing else, for an experimental, you know, for reasons of space flight and for, you know, reasons of space mining, where there might be, you know, something to glean off the bottom of the ocean, one would have thought that there would be underwater cities by now. I mean, right. It only made sense. I mean, that one seemed like there'd be a cost, you know, effective reason for having them.
Well, I should note that there are underwater sea hotels. There's one in Florida, and there's I'm going to get the country wrong, but I believe it might be Dubai, where they just built the world's tallest building, and they're also having financial problems.
Right.
But I don't know if they took an analogy to the gold rush too far with making those predictions about underwater cities, because that was the thinking in the 60s, was that you know, much as we had El Dorado in the western United States with the discovery of gold, once they figured out how to commercially exploit the sea bottom, and there's all kinds of resources there. I mean, there's oil. I think there's manganese that's easily harvested from the ocean bottom, a few other materials, minerals. I think they thought that the analogy would follow through, you know, with the gold rush. I mean, we would have kind of like old west towns, so to speak, in the ocean bottom. Apparently, they could get what they needed to get from the oceans without going through the developmental expense of building, you know, the highly pressurized underwater cities. But
right.
this was a big one. I mean, this was a staple of the World's Fair back in 1964. General Motors had an entire little section of an exhibit dedicated to underwater cities, and it was pretty neat. They showed this underwater suburban house in cutaway, so you saw Dad on the top floor and Mom in the kitchen in the middle floor and Junior in the bottom, and had their little sea cars, which are of course made by GM, I'm sure. And
right,
it was pretty neat, and it was pretty convincing too. I mean,
well, convinced me. I mean,
yeah, me too. I mean, that was a little before my time, but by the time I came along, I was thinking Ocean City. Sure, I was thinking Aquaman.
You know, but, you know, I mean, I'm going to go to the subtitle of your book here for a second. Again, we're talking with Paul Milo, Your Flying Car Awaits, Robot Butlers, Lunar Vacations, and Other Dead Wrong Predictions of the 20th Century. You know, Robot Butlers is getting close. I mean, I don't know that I would say dead wrong when it comes to Robot Butlers. Lunar Vacations we're a ways away from, but certainly space tourism is at least happening. It may not be ubiquitous, but it is happening.
Right, right. We're talking about a question of scale. Space tourism, yes, you obviously got Branson and Virgin Galactic, and he's unveiling a space plane this year. But the space tourism that was popularly envisioned by the 1960s was mass tourism. I mean, like, going to orbit was going to be like going to Hawaii.
Right.
Going to the moon was going to be like going to Hawaii. It wasn't going to be a thing where you have to be a plutocrat to get a space on the plane. I mean, it was supposed to be, you know, a salesman from wherever was supposed to be able to take his family or her family to a lunar station or an orbiting station for a two-week stay. Robot butlers, again, and you're probably right. Dead wrong might be overstating it, but not by much, because what they were talking about back in the 50s, back in the 60s, but, you know, even up to the mid 1970s, were either, you know, articulated robot, you know, self-ambulating type Jeeves machines,
right?
Or they were talking about houses that were completely automated. I mean, they woke you up, they made your breakfast. They automatically maintain the ideal climate, and I mean, it was supposed to be a climate system that tapped into your biorhythms to set the ideal temperature.
Right.
Back in the 50s, too, this was an especially funky vision. They thought that Mom would, and it was, of course, it was Mom because it was the 50s, but, you know, Mom would just put in the appropriate punch cards, and breakfast, lunch, and dinner would be taken care of, and we're not there yet, you know.
No.